Y él habla como 20 lenguajes. He speaks about 20 languages. Pero ha decidido predicar en inglés en esta mañana. Así que yo lo voy a estar traduciendo. No, mentira. Chris Maresco.
Morning.
Buenos días.
It's been an awesome privilege and blessing to be here this weekend.
Ha sido un privilegio increíble estar aquí este fin de semana.
With the youth.
Con los jóvenes.
And I've been challenged by the youth.
Y yo he sido desafiado por los jóvenes.
And their love for the Lord.
Y su amor por el Señor.
And I'm just grateful that I get to see the rest of the church this morning.
Y ahora agradezco al Señor poder ver el resto de la iglesia en esta mañana.
This weekend we've been talking about being unashamed for Jesus.
Este fin de semana hemos estado hablando de no tener vergüenza.
And how we want to walk out of here as people of God.
No avergonzarnos de Jesucristo y queremos salir de este lugar como pueblo de Dios.
And we want the world to see Jesus through us.
Y queremos que el mundo vea a Cristo a través de nosotros.
We want the world to see that we're unashamed of following Jesus.
Queremos que el mundo vea que nosotros no nos avergonzamos de Jesucristo.
Because we've seen in 2 Timothy 1.
Porque vimos en 2 Timoteo 1.
Paul said he's unashamed of the gospel.
Donde Pablo dice, no me avergüenzo del evangelio.
Because he knows who he has believed in.
Porque él sabe en quién ha creído.
And we've been looking at Jesus this weekend as well.
Y hemos estado mirando a Jesús en particular este fin de semana también.
The first night we looked at how Jesus calmed the storm.
La primera noche vimos cómo Jesucristo calmó la tormenta.
We looked how Jesus had power over creation.
Como Jesús tenía poder sobre la creación.
And we got to see a glimpse of who Jesus is.
Y llegamos a ver un vistazo de quién Jesús es.
And that's what's awesome about the Gospels and the Bible.
Eso es lo que es increíble de los evangelios en las escrituras.
We just get a picture of who God is through Jesus.
Nos da un vistazo de quién Dios es a través de Cristo.
So we started the weekend by looking at Jesus.
Así que comenzamos el fin de semana mirando a Jesús.
And I want to end this weekend by looking at Jesus some
more. Yo quiero terminar este fin de semana mirando a Jesús nuevamente en esta mañana.
So if you have your Bible, open up to Mark 5.
Así que si tienes tu Biblia, por favor, ábrela a Marcos 5.
If you were at the retreat in Santo Domingo or in La Vega,
si tú estuviste en el retiro de Santo Domingo,
you heard me teach on this passage.
Tú me oíste predicar acerca de este pasaje.
But I believe that God wants to speak to you through this passage today.
Yo creo que Dios quiere hablarte a ti a través de este pasaje en esta mañana.
So open your ears to hear what God has to say to you through His word.
Te pido que hoy abras tus oídos para oír lo que Dios tiene para ti a través de su palabra.
So let's bow our heads and pray that God would speak to us.
Así que vamos a bajar nuestros rostros y orar.
Thank you, Lord.
Padre, gracias.
Thank you for your word.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you for your church.
Gracias por tu iglesia.
Thank you that we can come together and worship you.
Gracias porque podemos venir juntos y adorar.
And bow our hearts before you.
Y rendir nuestros corazones delante de ti. Gracias.
Thank you for showing your love to us.
Gracias por mostrarnos tu amor.
Thank you for sending your son to save us.
Gracias por enviar tu hijo a salvarnos.
And Lord God, I pray right now.
Y Dios, yo oro ahora mismo.
I pray that God open the eyes.
Oro que Dios abra nuestros ojos.
Open the hearts.
Abra los corazones.
Of every individual in this room.
De cada individuo en este santuario.
For those that have not put their faith in you.
Y aun aquellos que no han puesto su fe en ti.
Lord God, I pray that Jesus would reveal himself to them.
Yo pido que Jesús se revele a ellos.
I pray that your Holy Spirit would fill this room.
Oro que tu Espíritu Santo llene este cuarto.
To open blind eyes and open deaf ears.
Que abra ojos ciegos y abra oídos que no oyen.
So that when we go forth from this room.
Para que cuando salgamos de este lugar.
When we go back home.
Cuando regresemos a nuestros hogares.
Whether that's Atlanta, Santo Domingo, or Maryland.
Si Atlanta, Santo Domingo, Maryland.
Lord, I pray that people would see Jesus in us.
Yo oro que otros vean a Jesús en nosotros.
And your glory would go forth in this earth.
Y que tu gloria salga a este mundo.
And we believe that you will answer our prayers.
Y creemos que tú respondes a nuestras oraciones.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. So, a little background. My name is Chris.
Bueno, mi nombre es Chris.
I'm from Maryland.
Soy de Maryland.
And I have had just the privilege of being here to speak to the youth this weekend.
Ha sido un privilegio estar aquí con los jóvenes este fin de semana.
I work at my church back home.
Yo trabajo en la iglesia de donde vengo.
And have been blessed to be raised in a Christian family.
Y he recibido la bendición de ser criado en una familia cristiana.
But it wasn't really till the beginning of college that I understood what it meant to surrender my life to Jesus.
Pero no fue hasta el inicio de mi tiempo universitario que entendí lo que era seguir a Cristo.
And it was God that really touched my heart.
Y fue Dios quien de veras tocó mi corazón.
And opened my eyes to see who He really was.
Y abrió mis ojos a ver quién Él verdaderamente es.
And a lot of it was just through reading God's word.
Y la mayoría fue a través de leer la palabra de Dios.
God was faithful to speak to us.
Dios es fiel para hablarme.
Speak to me personally.
Me habló a mí personalmente.
And I believe that God is going to be faithful to speak to us this morning.
Yo creo que Dios va a ser fiel en hablarnos en esta mañana.
So let's read Mark chapter 5, and we're going to start in verse 21.
Así que vamos a leer Marcos 5. Voy a empezar en el versículo 21.
I'll read it in English, then you want to afterwards read it?
Yes.
All right. So let's read the whole thing.
Lo leemos en inglés, entonces en español.
Verse 21, and when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live. And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports of Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his garment. For she said, If I touch even his garments, I will be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, Who touched my garments? And his disciples said to him, You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, Who touched me? But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, Do not fear, only believe. And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, Talitha kumai, which means little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age. And they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat.
Marcos 5, 21 en adelante. Pasando otra vez Jesús en otra barca a la otra orilla, se reunieron alrededor de él una gran multitud, y él estaba junto al mar. Y vino uno de los principales de la sinagoga llamado Jairo, y luego que le vio, se postró a sus pies. Y le rogaba mucho, diciendo, Mi hija está agonizando, ven y pon las manos sobre ella para que sea salva y vivirá. Pues fue con él, y la seguía una gran multitud, y le apretaban. Versículo 25. Pero una mujer que desde hacía 12 años padecía de flujo de sangre y había sufrido mucho de muchos médicos y gastando todo lo que tenía, nada había aprovechado, antes le iba peor, cuando oyó hablar de Jesús, vino por detrás entre la multitud y tocó su manto. Porque decía, si tocare tan solamente su manto, seré salva. Y enseguida la fuente de su sangre se secó y sintió en el cuerpo que estaba sana de aquel azote. Luego Jesús, conociendo en sí mismo el poder que había salido de él, volviéndose a la multitud, dijo, ¿Quién ha tocado mis vestidos? Sus discípulos le dijeron, ¿Ves que la multitud te aprieta y dices, ¿Quién me ha tocado? Pero él miraba alrededor para ver quién había hecho esto. Entonces la mujer, temiendo y temblando, sabiendo lo que en ella había sido hecho, vino y se postró delante de él y le dijo toda la verdad. Y él le dijo, hija, tu fe te ha hecho salva. Ve en paz y queda sana de tu azote. Mientras él aún hablaba, vinieron a casa del principal de la sinagoga diciendo, tu hija ha muerto, ¿para qué molestas más al maestro? Pero Jesús, luego que oyó lo que se decía, dijo al principal de la sinagoga, no temas, cree solamente. Y no permitió que la, que le siguiesen nadie sino Pedro, Jacobo y Juan, hermano de Jacobo. Y vino a la casa del principal de la sinagoga y vio el alboroto y a los que lloraban y lamentaban mucho. Y entrando le dijo, ¿por qué alborotáis y lloráis? La niña no está muerta, sino duerme. Y se burlaban de él. Mas él, echando fuera a todos, tomó al padre y a la madre de la niña y a los que estaban con él, y entró donde estaba la niña. Y tomando la mano de la niña, le dijo, Talita cumí, que traducido es, niña, a ti te digo, levántate. Y luego la niña se levantó y andaba, pues tenía 12 años, y se espantaron grandemente. Pero él les mandó mucho que nadie lo supiese, y dijo que se lo diese, y dijo que se le diese a comer.
So, a little background about Jesus.
Bueno, un trasfondo aquí de Jesús.
We talked about this weekend, but Jesus created the whole world.
Hablamos de esto este fin de semana, pero Cristo ha creado todo el mundo.
We see this in Colossians 1.
Lo vemos en Colosenses 1.
It says all things were created by him
todo,
and for him.
Todo fue creado por él y para él.
It also says he's holding all things together.
También dice que él tiene en sus manos todas las cosas.
This is Jesus.
Este es Jesús.
He's holding all things together.
Él está manteniendo todo junto.
So we looked at Revelation 5.
Vimos Apocalipsis 5.
As we see a picture of heaven.
Y vemos ahí una imagen de los cielos.
And we see that Jesus is being worshipped 24/7.
Y vemos que Jesús está siendo adorado 24/7.
He's being worshipped all the time.
Adorado todo el tiempo.
By the seraphim, by the living creatures
por
in
los
heaven.
Serafines, por los seres creados.
And by all the universe that he's
y
created.
Y por todo el universo que él ha creado.
And Jesus, he leaves that.
Y Jesús deja ese lugar.
And you think he's in charge of the world. He'll come down. He'll come down on a chariot.
Él está en control de todo el mundo. Uno imagina, él va a descender en un carro.
But he doesn't.
Pero no.
He spends 9 months in the womb of Mary.
Él entra en el vientre de María por 9 meses.
And then he's born in a manger.
Y nace en un pesebre.
You know, the manger is where cows and pigs eat out.
El pesebre es ahí el lugar donde comen los puercos y los animales.
Yet Jesus, he's born into that to show that he's one of us.
Jesús nace ahí para mostrar que es uno como nosotros.
He starts off his ministry in humility.
Comienza su ministerio humilde.
Because he wants to relate to you and me.
Porque quiere relacionarse a ti y a mí.
So Jesus, he's born in the manger and he grows up as a child.
Nace en ese pesebre, crece como un niño.
And about around when he's 30, he starts his ministry.
Y cuando llega a la edad de 30, comienza su ministerio.
Something though that's amazing, he never sins.
Algo increíble, él nunca peca.
I bet you would love to have been his parent.
Imagínate ser el pariente de Jesús.
I mean, a perfect child who never sins.
Un niño perfecto que nunca peca.
I can only imagine.
Solo me imagino.
But he never sins. He grows up.
Nunca peca y crece.
And we saw two chapters earlier. That's when we saw Jesus calming the storm.
Y tuvimos dos capítulos atrás cuando vimos que Jesús calma la tormenta.
And before that, he's been healing people. He's been casting out demons.
Y antes de ese tiempo estaba sanando y echando fuera demonios.
And when he gets to the storm, he's on a boat. He's going across the lake.
Cuando llega la tormenta, él está en un bote, está cruzando el lago.
And his disciples start to freak out about the storm.
Y sus discípulos empiezan a alborotarse a causa de la tormenta.
They're afraid they're going to die.
Piensan que van a morir.
Yet they wake up Jesus, and Jesus in three words.
Y despiertan a Jesús, y Jesús en tres palabras.
He says, "Peace, be still."
Paz, estar quieta.
And the storm stops.
Y la tormenta termina.
And in that moment, the disciples' fear of God comes to light.
Y en ese momento, el temor de Dios entra en sus discípulos.
Because they see someone who's powerful.
Porque ven a alguien que es poderoso.
They had already seen him have power over sickness.
Ya lo vieron tener poder sobre las enfermedades.
But they see he has power over creation.
Pero ahora ven que tiene poder sobre toda la creación.
And it's the first time they've seen.
Y es la primera vez que han visto.
That this either has to be God.
Este tiene o que ser Dios.
Or someone who has a special connection with God.
O alguien con una conexión muy especial con Dios.
Because he has power over creation.
Porque tiene poder sobre la misma creación.
And we have the word of God to show that this is Jesus. This
y la palabra nos enseña que este es Jesús, es Dios.
And so Jesus, he gets across the lake.
Él cruza ese lago.
Right after teaching thousands of people.
Después de enseñarle a miles de personas.
Right after pouring his heart out.
Después de derramar su corazón sobre él.
And in the first half of this chapter, he heals a man.
Y en la primera parte de este capítulo, él sana a un hombre.
That had a legion of demons in.
Que tenía millares de demonios en él.
A legion is thousands and thousands of demons.
Una legión de demonios, que son miles de demonios.
This man was so powerful he couldn't be bound.
El hombre era tan fuerte que no podía ser atado.
He was breaking chains.
Estaba quebrando aún las cadenas.
Yet Jesus goes up and casts those demons out.
Jesús se acerca a él y echa fuera todos esos demonios.
And once again, what is the people's reaction?
Y realmente, ¿cuál es la reacción del pueblo?
They fear him.
Lo temen.
And they ask him to leave.
Y aún le piden que se vaya.
They say, go away.
Le dicen, apártate.
So immediately Jesus gets back in the boat.
Así que Jesús se mete nuevamente en la barca.
And he crosses the lake again.
Y cruza nuevamente el lago.
And this is where we find ourselves.
Y aquí es donde nos hallamos ahora.
So Jesus, this is, in Mark you'll see the word immediately shows up time and time and time again.
En Marcos va a ver que una y otra vez se manifiesta esta palabra.
Because Jesus is on a mission for God.
Porque Jesús está en una misión.
He knows what God has called him to do.
Él sabe lo que Dios lo ha llamado a hacer.
And he's not wasting his time.
Y no está gastando su tiempo.
He's exhausted, he's fully man.
Está gastado porque es totalmente hombre.
Yet he's following God where he wants him to go.
Pero él está siguiendo a Dios donde quiera que Dios quiere que él vaya.
So we get to this passage.
Así que llegamos a este pasaje.
And we find ourselves with two characters.
Y vemos dos personajes.
Other than Jesus.
A la par de Jesús.
And the first one I want to look at is the ruler of the synagogue.
Y la primera que quiero ver es el gobernador de la sinagoga.
Flip your Bible back to chapter 3.
Regresamos aquí al capítulo 3 de Marcos.
All right, so look at the beginning of chapter 3.
Mira el principio de ahora de Marcos 3.
So Jesus, he heals a man with a withered hand.
Jesús sanó a un hombre con una mano dañada.
And this is one of the first times we see the Pharisees getting angry at Jesus.
Es una primera vez que vemos a los fariseos enojándose con Jesús.
He's starting to take the spotlight away from the Pharisees.
Él está quitándole la luz a los fariseos.
So they're trying to trap him, heal someone on the Sabbath.
El enfoque, ellos están molestados porque él ha sanado a alguien en el día séptimo.
Yet Jesus heals this man because he loves him.
Pero Jesús sana a este hombre porque lo ama.
And verse 6 of chapter 3 it says,
y en versículo 6 del capítulo 3 dice,
the Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
Y los fariseos salieron tomando consejo con los herodianos para él, contra él para destruirle.
So the Pharisees, they want to destroy Jesus.
Es decir, los fariseos quieren destruir a Jesús.
Yet Jairus, he's a ruler of a synagogue. He's connected with the Pharisees.
Pero Jairo, un líder de la sinagoga, está conectado a los fariseos.
He comes to Jesus.
Él viene a Jesús.
And he gets on his knees before him and begs him to heal his daughter.
Y se arrodilla delante de él, clamándole que sane a su hija.
I don't know about you, but if someone was trying to kill me,
yo no sé de ti, pero si alguien me quiere matar a mí,
someone's planning to destroy me,
alguien tiene planes de destruirme a mí,
I wouldn't want to have anything to do with
yo no quisiera nada que ver con ellos.
If they were bowing before me, I would laugh at them and say, go away.
Si estuvieran atados delante de mí, quizás me riera y dieran una parte entre mí.
Because I would think they were trying to plan and kill me even more.
Porque pensaría que están aún planeando hacer algo para destruirme aún más.
Yet this doesn't stop Jesus.
Por esto no detiene a Jesús.
See, Jesus sees this man.
Jesús ve a este hombre.
And he sees that he's before him.
Y ve que está delante de él.
And he's bowing and he shows that he needs Jesus.
Y está arrodillado mostrando que él necesita a Jesús.
So he goes with him.
Así que va con él.
So we see that Jesus is powerful.
Así que vemos que Jesús es poderoso.
And he's worthy to be feared.
Y digno de ser temido.
But we also see his love.
Pero también vemos su amor.
His love for us.
Su amor por nosotros.
So he goes with Jairus.
Así que va con Jairo.
He says, take me to your house.
Llévame a tu casa, le dice.
So as they're going to the house,
y rumbo a la casa de Jairo,
a great crowd gathers around him.
Un gran multitud se acerca.
People are starting to see Jesus and see what he's been doing.
Las personas han comenzado a ver a Jesús y ver lo que él ha estado haciendo.
And they're pressing in around him in all
sides. Están acercándose a él de todos los lados.
And we find ourselves, we see a second character.
Y entonces hay un segundo personaje aquí.
A woman.
Una mujer.
A woman who had a problem for 12 years.
Una mujer que ha tenido un problema por 12 años.
She had tried everything.
Y ha tratado todo.
To get better, but nothing was working.
Para mejorar, pero nada le ha servido.
She only grew worse.
Solo empeoraba.
And something about this woman that is not said in the text.
Y algo que acerca de esta mujer que no es dicho en el texto.
This woman is an outcast.
Ella es una persona que está echada fuera.
In that society.
En esta sociedad.
If she touched someone.
Si ella tocara a una persona.
They immediately became dirty.
Esta
became
persona
an outcast themselves.
Inmediatamente también se convertían impuro y tenían que estar echados fuera.
So she wasn't allowed around people.
Así que a ella no la permitían entre la gente.
Yet look at what she does.
Ahora mire lo que ella hace.
She had heard the reports about Jesus.
Había oído el reportaje acerca de Jesús.
And in verse 28, she says, for she said,
y en versículo 28, ella decía, porque decía,
if I touch even his garments, I will be made well.
Si tan solo tocare su manto, seré salvo.
She had tried everything.
Había tratado todo.
Yet now she had seen Jesus.
Pero ahora había visto a Jesús.
Heard about him.
Había oído de él.
And she realized that she touches him.
Y realizó, si solo lo tocara,
she's going to be made well.
Va a ser hecho salvo.
So I don't know how she got into the crowd.
Así que no sé cómo se metió o se metió en esta multitud.
She had to have covered herself for something to get in.
Tenía que haberse cubierto con algo para esconderse, para entrar.
And she grabbed Jesus's garment.
Y tocó el manto de Jesús.
And what happens?
¿Y qué ocurrió?
The power of God goes out of Jesus
and
she's immediately made well.
Sale de Jesús inmediatamente sana.
And Jesus, he looks around and says, "Who touched me?"
Jesús mira alrededor y dice, ¿quién me tocó?
And the disciples laugh at him.
Y los discípulos sonríen y se ríen.
Like, are you serious right now, Jesus?
¿En serio, Jesús? ¿Lo que dice?
Look around you, there's a lot of people.
Mira, ¿cuántas personas están aquí?
Are you crazy?
¿Estás loco?
But no, Jesus knew that someone had come
with his
faith.
Alguien lo había tocado.
And he says, "Who touched me?"
Y dice, ¿quién me tocó?
And he looked around to see who had done it.
Y miró alrededor a ver quién lo había hecho.
And this is another instance we see the woman.
Aquí hay otro instante aquí cuando vemos la mujer.
She started to fear God.
Comenzó a tener temor de Dios.
Even though she was made well,
aunque ella había sido sanada,
she knew she was in the presence of someone who was over her.
Ahora sabía que estaba en la presencia de alguien que estaba sobre ella.
And look what it says about the woman.
Y mira lo que dice acerca de la mujer.
Verse 33.
Verso 33.
She came in fear and trembling.
Entonces la mujer temiendo y temblando.
And fell down before him and told him the whole truth.
Sabiendo lo que ella había en ella había sido hecho, vino y se postró delante de él y le dijo toda la verdad.
But look at Jesus' response to
her. Ahora viene la respuesta de Jesús.
He said to her, "Daughter,
le dijo,
your faith has made you well.
Tu fe te ha hecho salva.
Go in peace.
Ve en paz."
I love how Jesus calls her daughter.
Me encanta como Jesús la llama hija.
Because that's what Jesus calls us when we come to him in faith.
Porque es lo que Jesús llama a aquellos que vienen a él en fe.
You're his child.
Es su hijo, su hija.
He loves you.
Él te ama.
And even though he has power over creation,
aunque él tiene poder sobre la creación,
even though he has power over the whole world,
aunque él tiene poder sobre todo el mundo,
and even though we sinned against him and created a separation from
y aunque
him,
hemos quebrado, pecado contra él y creado esta separación de él,
he still loves us so much that he wants us to come to him in faith.
Todavía nos ama tanto que él desea que vengamos a él con fe.
And when we do, he calls us his child.
Y cuando lo hacemos, él nos llama sus hijos.
And it's just a beautiful picture.
Es una imagen hermosa aquí.
Of Jesus' love for us.
Del amor de Jesús por nosotros.
So Jesus, he loves this outcast woman, and he shows his love.
Él muestra su amor a esta mujer que está echada fuera.
So loving this ruler.
Y él ama también a este líder, este principal.
So we go on in the story, and he goes, he keeps going.
Y seguimos en la historia y continúa.
Even when people try to stop him.
Aun cuando tratan de detenerlo a él.
Even when people say it's not worth it.
Aun cuando le dicen ya está muerta, no te preocupes, ya terminó.
He says, "Don't fear, only believe."
Él dice, no temas, solo crea.
He's like, "Look, I have power over creation."
Él dice, no solamente tengo poder sobre la creación.
I have power over sickness.
Y sobre la enfermedad.
And I have power over death.
También tengo poder sobre la muerte.
He displays that when he raises this little girl from the dead.
Él manifiesta esto en levantar a esta niña de la muerte.
He shows that he has power over death.
Manifiesta que tiene poder sobre la misma muerte.
And this is even manifested more after he dies on the cross for our sins.
Y obviamente esto manifestado más cuando él muere en la cruz.
He himself is raised from the dead.
Él aún mismo es levantado de entre los muertos.
To show that he's conquered death forever.
Para mostrar que él ha conquistado la muerte para siempre.
To show that sin can't hold him down.
Para mostrar que el pecado no lo puede detener a él.
And he's conquered the grave so that if we believe in him, we can have eternal life.
Él ha conquistado el sepulcro y el que cree en él tiene vida eterna.
So we see here.
Así que vemos aquí.
I think there's two things that we see in this passage that I want you guys to take home with you.
Dos cosas que vemos en este pasaje que yo quiero que tú tomes contigo.
The first one is that faith in Christ leads us to bring ourselves to God.
La primera es que fe en Cristo nos guía a nosotros a traer nuestras vidas a Dios.
It brings us to bow and drop down on our knees.
Nos lleva a nosotros a arrodillarnos y venir a él.
Both Jairus and the woman,
tanto Jairo como la mujer,
are seen on their knees before God.
Lo vemos en sus rodillas delante de Dios.
They show that they know that this Jesus, he is someone to be bowed down before.
Mostrando que Jesucristo es una persona digna de que nos arrodillemos delante de él.
Because he's powerful.
Porque es poderoso.
But also because he loves them.
Pero también porque los ama.
And the second thing I think we need to see.
Y la segunda cosa que creo que debemos ver.
Is that faith in Christ leads us to love others like Christ.
Es que fe en Cristo nos guía a nosotros a amar otras personas como Cristo los ama.
No matter the person.
No importa la persona.
That's what I love about this picture. We have a picture.
Esto es lo que me amo de esta foto, esta imagen.
Of Jesus' love.
Aquí tenemos una imagen del amor de Cristo.
He loves Jairus.
Él ama a Jairo.
This high ruler.
Este principal grande.
This official.
Este oficial.
Who's above a lot of people.
Que está sobre mucha gente.
And then he also loves this outcast woman.
Pero también ama a esta mujer que ha sido descartada allá afuera.
He loves all people.
Él ama todo pueblo.
Doesn't matter who you are.
No importa quién eres.
Doesn't matter your sin.
No importa tu pecado.
Doesn't matter where you work.
No importa dónde trabajas.
Doesn't matter where you're from.
No importa de dónde vienes.
He loves us all.
Él nos ama todos.
And he wants to show us his love if we put our faith in him.
Y él quiere mostrarnos su amor si depositamos nuestra fe en él.
I want to watch a video in a minute.
Quiero ver un video en un momento.
And if you turn your page to Mark, I think it's 15.
Pero si mueves tu Biblia, marcas a Marcos 15, creo que es 15.
We see Jesus, he's being delivered over to Pilate.
Vemos que Jesús está siendo entregado a Poncio Pilato.
And I want to end our time this week.
Y quiero terminar nuestro tiempo esta semana.
Looking at Jesus.
Mirando a Jesús.
And looking at what happens to him right before he dies on the cross.
Y mirando lo que ocurre. When
the crowd chooses him over this Barabbas.
Cuando la multitud escogen a él y no a Barabbas.
What happens?
Para que sea crucificado. ¿Qué es lo que ocurre?
And the video is going to say a lot better than me, so we're just going to watch this video.
Y el video lo va a decir más claro que yo, así que vamos a ver este video.
But listen to God speak to you through this video.
Oigan a Dios hablarte a través de este video.
And pray that God will show you something.
Y pidan a Dios que nos muestre algo.
And I'll get back up after the video.
Y entonces regresamos después del video.
I can't
play,
see
like, word, so.
Am I on play?
No.
Am I on? I can't see where.
Yeah, it's on. Oh, go. Oh, to the right. Keep on. There you go.
We see the story of Jesus going to the cross, and everything's even to kind of be hand in hand. And then there's this one character that seems to interrupt the narrative. Barabbas. You don't even know much about him except that he's a murderer, a leader of an insurrection, a rebel, and why he's even mentioned, sometimes I'm not so sure. It's like, what? Let's think. This is about Jesus going to the cross. So in this moment, Pilate thinks, I hold the destinies of these two men in my hand. I know the Jews have a tradition that on a holy day, I will release one of the prisoners on death row. Pilate stands on this audacious stage, who now presents Jesus, Son of the Living God, versus Barabbas, the thug and rebel. He says, all right, who do you want? This is blasphemy. This has gone too far. There's no comparison. This is a rightful prisoner, a man who should be on death row. He's a rebel against Rome. He leads a rebellion. He murders people. He's a bad man. He's a thug. And he's a crook. He deserves the chains. And he deserves the crucifixion. Jesus? What has he done but heal, restore, deliver, set free, open blind eyes, open deaf ears, heal the lame and the leper? What has Jesus done? Who do you want? Who do you want, Barabbas? Yeah, give us Barabbas. People say, give us Barabbas. And the Roman soldiers come up and they put the key in and they unlock Barabbas from his chains and shackles. And he walks down the platform. Welcome by all of his thug friends. Yeah, the people love me. Yeah, that's right, I don't even know who this Jesus guy is, but all I know is my people love me. There seems to be no conscience of Barabbas. There's no record of him turning to Jesus and saying, I owe you everything now, or you have set me free. No, I don't see any of that in Barabbas. And God knew that. Jesus stood there, silent, for he knew the will of the Father. He said, it's fine, Father. Let him have Barabbas. For Jesus knew that the Father would have to treat Jesus like Barabbas so he could treat Barabbas like Jesus. Barabbas thought it was the people that set him free. No, 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 no. It was the love of the Heavenly Father. I love Barabbas. I love him. like it, yeah, but I love rats. But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God sent his son for Barabbas, even the one he knew would walk away from Jesus and his free gift and never come back. He loves them. And the nerve called the audacity of believers to think, I got saved by grace, but now that I'm in this deep, dark place of bondage, I'm going to work hard to get myself out.
What?
That's the opposite of the gospel. Are you bound? Are you held under the power of this temptation, this sin, like it's controlling you? What are you going to do? I'm gonna shake myself free. Stop it! No, you won't! You're no match for the powers of hell and the urges of sin. You will not overcome it, and you will never overcome it. You'll just be another statistic. There's no answer within yourself. Your own merits, your own goodness, your own discipline, your own devotion will not save your marriage and will not save your kids. There's only one. And he's the one that took your place. He's the one that stood silently on the platform with Pilate and said, yes, let him have Barabbas. Take me. How many times have I stood on that platform with Pilate and Jesus? And I said, Barabbas, and they started to take my chains off. And I said, no, I deserve this. I deserve contempt. I deserve the shame. I deserve the consequence. I deserve it. Jesus seems to look at me, say, no, son. Let me have it. Let me have your sin. Let me have your pain. No, God, I did it to myself. I deserve it. My marriage won't make it. This is what I deserve. I deserve divorce. I deserve poverty. I deserve sickness. I deserve it all. No! God, I said, I'm so ashamed of giving you shame. But God, what if I do it again? I'll still be here. Oh, God, I don't want to hurt you. I love you. I don't want to do this anymore. Give me a sin, son. This is all we got. It's all I got. It's all you got. We can play games. We can play church games. We can pretend like some people are better than others and that's why they're blessed. Or we can all come to the honest conclusion that it's God. And it's God alone. The greatest challenge is not your discipline, your devotion, your focus. Your greatest challenge is believing the gospel. Could it be that there's a God who loves so scandalous, so wide, so deep, so vast, so high, so expansive, so welcoming, so inclusive? Let me have your sin, son. Okay. When I give him my sin, let's stand in this empty space of forgiveness and acceptance while Jesus walks off to the cross that I deserve. I see him walking to the post to be whipped. As I stand a free man, all the attention is turned now. And I feel the love of God saying, go, son, live your life. I'll pay the price. When we get off thinking that we were going to set ourselves free. It's still Jesus. It'll always be Jesus. It'll never stop being the power of Jesus. If his blood is sufficient for your salvation, his blood is sufficient to sustain you through every challenge and every sin and every temptation. Jesus is enough.
The reason I wanted to show that video
La razón que quería mostrar ese video
is to put Jesus first and foremost
es para poner a Jesús
in our eyes
y principal en nuestros ojos.
While we leave, when we leave this place,
al salir de este lugar,
we've seen Jesus.
Hemos visto eso.
We've seen his power over creation.
Su poder sobre creación.
We've seen his power over death.
Su poder sobre la muerte.
We've seen his power over sickness.
Su poder sobre la enfermedad.
And we've seen his love.
Y hemos visto su amor.
And Jesus, he wants us to come to him.
Y Jesús, él quiere que vengamos a él.
We so often forget that Jesus is there.
Tantas veces nos olvidamos que Jesús está ahí.
I know for myself.
Yo sé de mi parte.
I so often try to get through things on my own.
Tantas veces trato de enfrentar las cosas solo.
I so often try to get over a sin by myself.
Trato de vencer el pecado yo solo.
I so often try to love others by myself.
Trato de amar a otras personas yo solo.
Yet Jesus, he says, come to me.
Pero Jesús dice, ven a mí.
Bring me your sins.
Tráeme tus pecados.
Bring me your burdens.
Tráeme tus cargas.
I'm here for you.
Yo estoy aquí para ti.
And Jesus wants us on our knees before him.
Y Jesús desea que estemos arrodillados delante de él.
Because he wants to call you son.
Porque él quiere llamarte hijo.
He wants to call you daughter.
Llamarte hija.
He wants to be your friend.
Él quiere ser tu amigo.
And he wants you to know him.
Y él quiere que tú lo conozcas.
And we talked about this all weekend.
Y hemos hablado de esto toda esta semana.
When we surrender our lives to Jesus,
cuando rendimos nuestras vidas a Jesús,
he's faithful to change our desires.
Él es fiel para cambiar nuestros deseos.
His will becomes our wants.
Su voluntad viene a ser nuestro deseo.
So I don't think there's any better way.
Así que no creo que haya una manera mejor.
To end this weekend by getting before Jesus again.
Para terminar este fin de semana, sino veniendo delante de Jesús nuevamente.
And giving him one more opportunity.
Y dándote a ti una oportunidad más.
To surrender your wants to him.
Para rendir tus deseos a él.
And even if you know Jesus.
Y aunque tú conoces a Jesús.
And have a relationship with Jesus.
Y tienes una relación con él.
Just getting on your knees before him again.
Poniéndote en tus rodillas delante de él nuevamente.
And crying out to God.
Y clamando a Dios.
Saying, I know you love me.
Diciendo, sé que tú me amas.
I know you are there for me.
Sé que tú estás ahí por mí.
And I want to do what you want me to
y yo quiero hacer lo que tú quieres que yo haga.
I want to surrender my heart to you still.
Yo quiero rendir mi corazón a ti todavía.
Más. Keep showing your love to me.
Continúa mostrando tu amor a mí.
And help me to be unashamed.
Y ayúdame a no avergonzarme.
Help me to show the love that you've shown me to others.
Ayúdame a mostrar el amor tuyo que tú has mostrado a otros.
So I want to spend a few minutes.
Así que quiero tomar unos momentos.
In silence.
En silencio.
And in prayer.
Y en oración.
Before our Heavenly Father.
Delante de nuestro Padre Celestial.